With SRN News, I'm Jeremy House in Washington. Israeli soldiers are battling Hamas fighters in the streets of southern Israel and launching retaliation strikes across Gaza. The fighting was still underway on Sunday, more than 24 hours after the Palestinian militant group launched an unprecedented incursion into Israel. Israeli media say at least 600 people have been killed. Also on SRNews.com, the president of the American Jewish Congress Organization, Jack Rosen, says the level of violence is disturbing.
We're angered, we're upset, we're frustrated. We don't understand the timing of it. And we think that attacking civilians and taking women hostages is inhumane, and it's not where the world ought to be in year 2023.
Palestinian officials say more than 300 people have been killed in Gaza. A brief exchange of strikes between Israel and Lebanon's Hezbollah militant group raised fears of a broader conflict. President Biden is blaming the news media for the public's negative view of the economy.
The president believes his economic policies are working, even though Americans continue to give him low marks for his handling of the economy. On Friday, Mr. Biden blamed the press.
You all are not the happiest people in the world. What's your report? You get more legs when you're reporting something that's negative.
However, many Americans continue to point to inflation and high interest rates as problematic. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Customers may need a dose of patience at U.S. pharmacy counters as those businesses start their busiest season. Drug and staffing shortages have not gone away. This fall, stores are also dealing with a new vaccine and the start of insurance coverage for COVID-19 shots. This is SRN News. A new poll on politicians and religion.
It comes from the Pew Research Center, and it asks voters how important it is that a candidate share their religious views. Amongst the general population, 42% say it is important for the person they cast the ballot for to agree with them on matters of faith. White evangelical Protestants feel a lot stronger about it. 75% say they want a politician who agrees with their religious views, compared to 56% of black Protestants and 44% of Catholics. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Colorado's highest court says it'll hear the case of a Christian baker who refused to make a cake celebrating a sex change. The decision comes after a U.S. Supreme Court victory this summer for a graphic artist who didn't want to design wedding websites for same-sex couples. Baker Jack Phillips won a partial victory before the High Court in 2018 after refusing to make a gay couple's wedding cake. This is SRN News. The Senate's lone black Republican is criticizing Democratic leaders for needlessly dividing the country by fostering a culture of grievance. South Carolina's Tim Scott talks about his experience with bigotry.
In today's America, the racist attacks I receive oftentimes, if not universally, comes from the radical left.
Scott, who is seeking the GOP nomination for president in 2024, spoke to the Salem Radio Network. Donald Trump's decision to insert himself into the chaotic race to replace Kevin McCarthy as House Speaker will serve as a test of the former president's sway with lawmakers as he works to win a second term. Mr. Trump first volunteered to serve as an interim candidate. Then he offered Ohio Representative Jim Jordan, one of his closest allies in Washington, his, quote, complete and total endorsement. Jordan's path to victory is complex. More details at SRNnews.com.